Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. 800-531-3815. Toll free coast to coast. Phyllis Martin is our guest, and Phyllis is a Renaissance woman, ladies and gentlemen. You've heard me say this before, but I didn't have to tell you. When you know about all the things that she's done in her life, all the outstanding things that she has done and done so well, then that's the conclusion that you reach. She's an author. She's a columnist. She's been a human resources expert, and still is, actually. And just so many things that she's capable of, and we're glad that she's one of our resources. The book that I'm holding in my hand is the one that she has recently re-released, called Word Watchers Handbook. Sold something under a million copies around the world, and she's our good friend Phyllis Martin. Welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you. Good to be here, Tim.
It's always a pleasure to have you here on the show, Phyllis. It's good to have your friendship, Phyllis. I know what's on your mind today is the question, what's in a name? And I'm glad you want to talk about that.
Oh, I do. And when I look at your program, I think, my goodness, look how you start. Small Business Advocate Show, that says it. When you talk about your book, how do you start? Small business,
yep.
Like a bunch of bananas.
<That's right. laughs>
And just as a hoot, I guess you know that my husband and I have collaborated on a murder mystery.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Killing is murder. And now doesn't that say it immediately?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's important. But, you know, Phyllis, how many times do you drive through the countryside, drive through towns, and you see somebody who's named their company, and it's the most unintuitive thing in the world?
Oh, indeed it is.
And they miss, I mean, talk about missing an opportunity.
Yeah, and we're probably talking to a number of people who have, but there's something you can do. If your name is just stinks, let's get a slogan under it. There's a
right.
local company of ours that is growing and growing. It's A&E Door and Window.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't like the A&E, but they named it for their daughters.
Right.
And so they keep the name.
Right.
But they now have a slogan, we sell the best and service the rest.
Mm-hmm.
And that slogan has caught on, and now they've had to open two or three facilities.
Well,
so I think that's good.
I knew a guy once that owned a company, and it was, just for lack of a better term, it was the ABC, and the next word was the product that he sold company, you know, and it wasn't exactly a sterling name. It wasn't exactly a wow kind of a name, but it got the job done. Well, next thing I knew, he changed it to his name company, the John Jones Company, for example.
Oh.
Well, if you saw that name, you'd have no idea what he did.
No, you really wouldn't.
And I never understood that. I mean, I don't know if it was ego or what, but these days, especially if you're creating something, and Phyllis, it's not just the names of our companies, but it's the products that we sell, it's the services that we offer, it's the way we talk about ourselves. We really have to help people out and not only help them to understand what we do, but let them help us, because the more we can give them something they can hold on to, things with a handle, name things with a handle, so to speak, the more they'll help us with marketing.
Oh, absolutely. And when we pick up the phone, we have to say something immediately that tells who we are, what we are, and do it in a very courteous fashion.
Mm-hmm.
But talking about names, if I say Bug Be Gone, you know what
right.
they do.
Absolutely.
Terminex, I think, is a good one.
Mm-hmm.
And they found it so. And I don't know whether you've seen the ads, I trust you have, on the Chick-fil-A, Eat More Chicken, and
oh, yeah.
this big cow.
Yeah, the hosting cow up there, those are great ones.
I think so, too. And many companies that have been successful over the years have had slogans. If I say 99 and 4,400% pure.
Right, I know what you're talking
you know,
about. Ivory soap.
Absolutely. And if I say we're number two, we try harder.
That's going to be Avis, yeah.
Yeah, isn't that great?
It's amazing. And these are old taglines,
oh,
too.
Oh, very old.
Yeah, and Phyllis is a lot younger than me, but you know, she's even she remembers some of these. And,
that 99 is that's older than both of us put together, probably.
That's right. So it's important. You know, I used to one of the things I used to do when I had my consulting company, it was Jim Blasingame, and associates. Now, that doesn't tell you much, but my tagline was, I'm a vice president, you can rent.
Oh.
And so that pretty much told them that, you know, that I was a consultant.
Oh, and I love that.
And so, and I saw somebody the other day had a tagline, CFOs you can rent, or rent a CFO, or something like that, Chief Financial Officer. That lets you know that, you know, that should intuitively say to you that this is a person that you're going to get high quality service, but you're not going to have to adopt this person. You can have him part time or her part time.
And that's the way things are going. That's part time business.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But isn't it amazing that people don't take a little bit of time to think about it and about what they name things and or how they name things, and when they do name it, it's for, as you said, the one family that named it after their daughters. Well, that didn't. I mean, I'm sure that made grandmother feel happy, but it didn't help the customers, did it?
Oh no! When you say A and E, what does that mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was Amy and Eileen, I remember, but that doesn't do much. So I think we have to think of the concept that they now call branding,
mm-hmm.
which
oh, yeah.
gives you a niche, and we've just got to look at it. That's all.
Well, another thing is sometimes you name things, and at the time, it's the right name. But the marketplace is changing. The marketplace is evolving, and industries are changing. And I had a company once that when that company was founded in 1958, it was, I bought this company from the founder, but it was named for what they did. Well, by the time I got it, that name was old. It was outdated. And so the name needed to be changed, and we had to change it. And it was a process that we had to go through.
Mm. Well, there are some new companies that they've decided maybe I shouldn't do it this way. But, for example, would you know what Jam It Up is?
Well, I guess I could think of a couple of different things, but maybe it would be some kind of something I'd put on toast, maybe. I don't know.
It could be that, but it isn't. It
no.
could be music, but it isn't. Exactly.
What is it?
And I don't know.
Oh.
And the people who pointed it out said, this is a very bad name because
right.
we don't know what it means. And
right.
it is a fair question.
Mm-hmm.
Because you sometimes smirk a little bit at the name you see, but mm-hmm. That doesn't help your serious business. So you have to think about the long haul.
Well, the reason small business owners really need to focus on this, and we have talked about the branding issue on this show many times before, is because you're never going to have enough money to do all the marketing and all the advertising that you'd like to do. So you need to let your customers help you out, your prospects help you out, so that even those who don't do business with you can talk about you because you've got a cool name. It makes a lot of sense. Stand by. We're going to be right back with our good friend Phyllis Martin. It's 20 after. Stay with us. We're back. 23 after. Folks, earlier when I mentioned all the things that our good friend Phyllis Martin, the Renaissance woman, does. She also does a radio show twice a week. And Phyllis, is there anything you don't do? I mean, have you invented a cure for cancer or anything like that? And I'm sure there's a Pulitzer Prize winning book in there somewhere, folks. The book that I like a lot though that Phyllis has written is called Word Watcher's Handbook. And it's not a dictionary, folks. It's a deletionary where she tells you the words to take out of your language, the words that are hurting you, the words that are causing you. You know, it's amazing, Phyllis, how many times you can be on an interview or a sales call or something, and things are going so darn well, and people are impressed with you, and you're really coming across well. And then you use the wrong word, you're on maybe a job interview or something like that, and all of a sudden they say, "Whoa, they should have known that."
Oh, absolutely. I was told by a group in Illinois, by the way, let's say Illinois correctly,
yeah.
that they were interviewing someone for human resources there, and she made the mistake of saying Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
She was interviewed by it was a group interview, actually.
Didn't get the job.
Yeah, no, they didn't tell her, Jim.
Oh. Now, see, that does hurt. I mean, that's hard to do. I sometimes I do, but sometimes I don't. I mean, it just depends.
I
because
don't, unless someone asks.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I usually don't either. Sometimes I do. If I know the person very well, especially if they say things like, irregardless or something like that.
Oh, yes.
But anyway, the book is called Word Watchers Handbook, and it's available at iUniverse still, iUniverse.com?
Yes, and the Barnes & Noble and Amazon.com, and it's doing well. And it should, because we all talk, and we all make mistakes. Isn't that terrible?
Yeah, we all do. I certainly do. I made one, I think it was 1969 I did that, Phyllis. it was horrible. Phyllis, let's get back into our name topic, what's in a name. You know, and this is such an important issue for small business owners, because if you were going to spend, if you had some time to spend on whether to buy, 10 items or 20 items of a product, or you could decide, you could spend that time talking about what to name your business or what to name a service or a particular thing that you offer your customers. Spend the time on the name.
Oh, absolutely. Jim, a couple of moments ago you mentioned a company that was doing well, ABC, tell me what it was. But anyway, I was thinking, in the phone directory, that would have very good placement, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah, that's another good point, exactly.
Yeah.
Alphabetically. And I'll tell you something else to think about. In the Yellow Pages, if you're trying to name a brand new company, and now this wouldn't be a reason to give your company a bad name, to give it a name that's not good, but the higher you are in the alphabet, when your positioning in the Yellow Pages is done by alphabet. And so if you want to be, you know, in the top group, maybe on top, in the column listing of the Yellow Pages, then you want to be higher in the alphabet.
Oh, yes. So, and we need to think about sometimes religious names turn up, but be sure that you're positioning yourself for that particular religious group, and remember that you're limiting yourself to it as well.
Yeah, that's really important. And, you know, Phyllis, back to the budget thing, it's redundant to say undercapitalized small business.
Okay.
All you got to do is say small business. It means the same thing, because none of us have enough capital to do all the things that we want to do. And so we're not going to be able to spend as much money on marketing, as I said earlier. And so what you need to do is come up with a name and slogans and taglines that people that will catch on, that will get some buzz about, and that people will who don't even do business with you will talk about.
Oh, right. I just looked at one in our phone directory for services for grooming for pets, tail waggers. and I thought that was kind of good. Yeah.
One word not to use, though, folks. Please don't use this word. Please don't use the word class.
Oh, it's overused.
Oh, gosh. Oh. Please give me that's awful. But anyway, and there may be a few others, but it really is important. And Phyllis, I recommend to people that they focus group their names or their slogans.
You know, this is telepathy. I was just going to suggest, Jim, that you develop your own focus group. If you can't afford to have a marketing company do it for you, get a group of friends and throw out suggestions.
But now make sure these are people who love you enough to tell you the truth.
Oh, absolutely.
Your grandmother may not be a good person on your focus group. But although she may be, but make sure it's somebody who will, and you know, some people that you ask to be on your focus group will tell you the truth, but they actually will be more critical than they need to be, you need somebody who will not only tell you the truth, but will contribute to the process, not just be critical. They bring you they don't just bring you a problem, they bring you a solution.
Oh, yes, and bring you a slogan.
Right. So you gotta pick the right people, but you definitely need to road test the name on people, whatever you're naming, whether it be your company or a product or a service or a tagline. Right, Phyllis?
One of the points that I didn't make when I was talking about a religious name, it seems to exclude certain people. For example, there's a Jesus is Lord landscaping.
Oh.
Maybe that attracts certain ones, but it also makes others feel as though they're outside that circle.
Exactly. Yeah, that's a tough one. Phyllis Martin, thank you for being here. We're looking forward to your next visit already.
All right. Thank you, Jim.
The author of Word Watchers Handbook at iUniverse.com or wherever books are sold. Check it out when you get a chance. We'll get Phyllis back on. Quick break. Right back after these messages. The show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
She's got it.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.